Patient name, Jose, that's J-O-S-E, last name Vasquez. That is spelled V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z. Date of birth, 12-3 of 1952. Date of service, 5-26 of 25. This is a 72-year-old male patient. He is here today for lab results. The lab results were collected on May 22nd, 2025, just a week or two ago. He is here for those results today. We did have a few abnormal findings that we're going over with him today. Of special note, this patient lives in El Salvador, and he comes back occasionally here to see his family, his children. He has been here for 2 to 3 weeks, and he goes back to El Salvador in another week. Period, new paragraph. The patient offers no complaint today. He is feeling well. Vital signs, blood pressure, 128 over 74, pulse 66, respirations 18, O2 sat 97, temperature is 97.7. His current weight today is 219. Period, new paragraph. Medical history, no changes since I've reviewed the chart from his last visit. Surgical history, as above, no changes since the last visit. Prior medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, period, new paragraph. Brief exam, H-E-E-N-T is unremarkable, neck is soft, cardiovascular within normal limits, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is mildly obese, extremities, he has full range of motion, good muscle strength, plus 5, and no lower extremity edema. Period, new paragraph, once again, this patient offers no complaint today. I brought him back to discuss his labs today due to an A1C of 6.5, a TSH of 7.3, and triglycerides of 195. Period in the paragraph. Concerning the triglycerides, he is following a keto diet. He lives in El Salvador. He is happy with his dietary habit down there. He is 219 pounds today. He tells me usually he is down to 200 or 202. He does not want any medication for any hypertriglyceridemia. He will control that with diet. I've recommended he monitors this by getting additional labs in a few months down in El Salvador. Period, new paragraph. His thyroid TSH was 7.3. Formerly with us, it was 4.7. I have gone ahead and prescribed Synthroid 25 micrograms on a daily basis. He will continue to monitor that down in El Salvador. Period, new paragraph. A1C for diabetes. Today it is 6.5. His prior A1C was 6.0. I have brought him in to discuss this. Once again, he does not want any medication. Apparently, he was given metformin at one point, which he states that he has metformin down in El Salvador. He just stopped taking the medication. He had done some research on it and did not want to pursue that medication. Instead, he's trying to control that with his dietary habit. He tells me the reason his A1C is elevated today is because he's gained 10 pounds in the last month while he's been here. Period in the paragraph. I've encouraged to monitor his A1C down in El Salvador and see a physician locally for management of this. As of right now, he is refusing any medication. I've offered metformin, and once again, he says he does not want that. He tells me when he is monitoring his diet really well, in the morning his blood sugar has been anywhere between 98 and 110. And he seems happy with that. Once again, I've admonished him to monitor that when he gets back to El Salvador. Period, new paragraph. diagnosis. hypothyroid, we're going to start on Synthroid 25 micrograms daily. Period. In the paragraph, diabetes, he's going to manage this with diet and continue care with a physician in El Salvador. Obesity, mild, he's going to continue losing weight. Strict diet, hypertriglyceridemia, once again, he's going to manage this with dietary control, the follow-up with a physician locally. He can return to clinic again when he returns to our country.